Welcome to the latest episode of the 5-Minute Marketing Action Plan. My name is Chris Richmond. I'm a certified project manager and CRM specialist for NetBuy Consulting. Welcome. We're going to be talking today about the importance of great record keeping and how it can save you time as you're setting up your online business. So who are you? Let's do a 30-second recap to make sure that this will help you. You're a business owner. You're looking for leads and sales online. You don't want to waste time on administrative details. You need marketing tasks that any non-technical person can do quickly and easily. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to set up spreadsheets so that you can have backups in multiple places and ensure that you can get access to your data anytime you like. How do you stay focused on marketing tasks? Well, number one, as we've said before in previous episodes, you need a daily meeting reminder for yourself to do this. Make sure that you have dedicated time at your computer and you can use 15-minute online stopwatch type of timer to keep you focused. So we're going to be talking about cloud-based spreadsheet systems or just Excel, just to keep you on target. The benefit of this is that you will be able to better save time and communicate faster and more easily with your buyers. They want to see you as a trusted authority, and that means you have to be online on social media regularly. That means you need to be able to find how to log in and contact these people. So, your goal overall is to make sales and have a well-executed online sales program. You want to have leads and sales. There's lots of benefits of having a great marketing program, but none of those can be achieved if you can't get online quickly and easily. You want leverage. You want to be able to reuse content from place to place without wasting time. So here's our action plan for today. We want to set up good record keeping, and this should take you about 5 minutes. We want to have your administrative data, that's logins, FTP details, domain registrations, renewal data, all that kind of thing, and we'll talk about that in just a moment and talk about some examples. If you keep these template spreadsheets in the cloud, that means on Google Drive or on the Microsoft or other types of cloud data online spreadsheets, then you'll always have access to them. You also need to have copies of these on removable media. That means USB keys or flash drives of some sort so that you can always not worry about a hard drive dying. So, the benefit of using spreadsheets? Well, this happens during the design phase of your marketing workflow. You want a proven, secure backup location that's still accessible at any time. Use these spreadsheets to consolidate all of your logins and renewal dates so that you don't miss anything and lose access. This is quick and easy for anyone to do. You can do this within 5 minutes. A lot of people rely on cached browser credentials. That means when you go to the site, it just automatically logs you in. Suddenly, one day, your browser updates and you don't know the password anymore. Or, alternatively, you get a new laptop and you need to set up a new computer. All of these things make logins difficult. So, let's avoid that difficulty in the future, shall we? So here's our 5-minute task. You need to find that username and password right now. You don't want to forget a domain renewal. You want to be able to get into that WordPress site as quickly as you can to make those updates. Also, you can keep statistics over time if you set up the right spreadsheets, and that's important to see growth. So we've talked about cloud-based secure spreadsheets. So these are spreadsheets that you set up that no one else has access to, unless you have an administrative team that you trust or a third-party marketing agency that you want to have access to FTP details or other login details for WordPress. In my opinion, you can certainly trust the security of the cloud, provided you have a strong password. This isn't someone using 12345. That's not a strong password. A strong password has capital letters, other characters, and certainly is about 8 characters long in length. With a strong password, then you can keep everything else safe and secure. So we've got some sample layouts for column names of these spreadsheets that we'll show you if you're looking at our YouTube video. Obviously, you'll be able to see them, but here in the podcast, we'll also talk about them. If you keep the layout simple, then it's easy, and you can use the search functions to quickly find the data that you want. Lastly, when you've got it in this format, it's very easy to keep local backups and USB-based backups that are off your hard drive. If things should die, you'll have everything. There's such backups that you can do. For instance, in the FTP program FileZilla, you can just export all of your login data out very easily. WordPress content exports can be exported quickly and easily out to a secure device. If you save this to USB, again, you're protected from hardware failure, fire, or any other sort of problem. The benefit, of course, is faster action, and even better is peace of mind. You know that you can always find those logins, and if something catastrophic happens, you'll be able to find your data. You now have a quick reference system available anywhere. Congratulations. So let's talk about some examples of these spreadsheets. Here we can talk about, for instance, domain names. If you have a domain name, xyz.com, you'll have a create date and you'll have an expiry date 1 year from now. Don't rely on GoDaddy or another domain registrar to send you a reminder email. Sometimes these things don't happen. And if you lose access to your site, even for a day or two, that can be catastrophic to your integrity online. People can't find you. They don't know what's happening and why your site has disappeared and why it's just a parked page on GoDaddy. So try and make sure you track those expiry dates. If you sell a domain online, you may want to have a selling price listed so that you can remind yourself. So if anyone says, hey, what would you sell that domain for? Then you have an idea in mind. You want to have a link to your registrar, the email address used at that registrar, the DNS pointing name so that you can point to your web hosting, and any other notes that you have about that pointing. Sometimes domains may be parked on top of each other if you've purchased multiple domain names but only have one primary name. Other examples of spreadsheets, for example, if you use the Google Ad Planner, you can export your findings there out to CSV, separated values, and then use those columns in order to keep an eye on keywords and competition so that you have an idea of how difficult it might be to rank for that keyword, and an idea of how much cost per click that keyword might be, so that you can keep a great eye on what are the buyer targeted keywords in your niche area. If you have WordPress, some ideas on how to keep your spreadsheet columns, the headers for your WordPress type login, so you've got a WordPress URL to your WordPress admin. You've got obviously the username and password that you want to record. You may want to have a link in the spreadsheet to the RSS feed. That makes it easy to copy and paste out to other ping sites or other directories, so that people can easily find that RSS feed and you don't have to bother typing it in. You can just copy and paste. You want to track FTP logins with username and passwords. You may want to track, for instance, a column heading where you've got a Weber code. If you have an email that you've created, an email capture form on a squeezed page, you've created that template content, you want to have it quick and easy and available to reuse in other pages on your site or in other widgets. So have that AWeber code. Just cut and paste it all into one spreadsheet cell, and then you can cut and paste it elsewhere later. You may want to track things like statistics on the last time you did a pinging. What was the last time you submitted your latest pages to Ping-O-Matic or other ping sites? And you may also want to have a column heading called To Do. This is a quick and easy reminder of tasks that you have yet to do for that particular domain name. So it'll keep you on track every time you log in. If you have lots of logins, like I do, at a lot of different social media sites, you'll want to track those column headers. So you'll have the URL to the site, username, what email was used to register, a password, sometimes a birthday needs to be captured. You may not want to post your true birthday on there for security reasons. But you need to remember that birthday if they ever do challenge or ask that of you again. Some websites use Facebook to log in, or an OpenAPI type of login. So you may want to have a column heading called Notes, where it just says, you know, what this social media site was and what you're using it for to keep track of all the different logins and passwords. So these are lots of different examples of different spreadsheet column headers. The next step, of course, is for you to take action. Use your Google Plus profile, create some spreadsheets on Google Drive or Microsoft in their online spreadsheet system. It is quick and easy and definitely secure. If you take action, it should take you about 5 minutes. Use some of those examples of the column headers that I've given you, and that will save you time and effort. You can see a copy of this video podcast. You can also find it in an audio format on iTunes, and you can find them for viewing. You can see our latest episodes at any time or see past episodes. My name has been Chris Richmond. I'm a certified project manager here to help you with your online marketing. I look forward to helping you again in the future. Goodbye. We'll be right back.